I may find some later.
Okay, copy that. He's picking up the old...
Walls do not seem to be shiny. Most of them seem to have dust in them. The vesicles are not cleanly spherical. They're spherical, but they have fairly rough outlines. They look as if there's been some recrystallization.
All right.
Bob, I will verify that the lower section is on.
Okay, thank you, Gino.
I picked the wrong rock to sample with a scoop, I'll tell you that. Housekeeping is the key to the world right now.
Okay, Gino, and...
Okay, another key to the world is whether that...
Gino, stand by. Hold it.
Yeah.
Okay, make sure that the top of it doesn't go down the hole, too, and disappear, either by putting it through the treadle or if you're sure that the... Whatever.
Boy, Bob, that sure is a good thought. You know, I had to take the treadle off because the jack wouldn't go down. There's no way I could put that treadle. Well, let me turn it on first. That was a good thought. It may go down that hole. That would be terrible.
How big's the hole look, Dino?
See, the jack wouldn't... Well, it looks big enough to put this down. Let me use my judgment on it. And a little ingenuity. I verified the top was on, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Get you two guys together again now and break down the core and press on. And we got a little revision here to the EBA. I'll get with you in just a minute on as soon as I find out what it is.
Bob, I feel pretty good about that. That makes me feel pretty good. Bag 174, 474, 474. Soil from next to this big rock. It's the fillet.
Copy.
I can't get a chunk of the rock.
Copy, 174, fillet beside the big rock. And, Jack, while you come back here to the rover, why don't you get one more rover sample in the vicinity of the deep drill while you and Gene get ready to take on the core stem. And because of being a little bit behind here, what we're doing is we're getting prepared to drop station one in favor of doing steno, over. Now I'll get with you on more details on that in a minute.
Well, how far behind are we?
Stand by. We're about between 35 and 40 minutes. And part of the problem is that we're a little short on oxygen on Gene's quiz. It looks like it's a 6 hour and 45 minute EVA from that point of view, which means that we have to we'd have to leave station one too early, which is a reason to curtail station one apart from just being behind, which is what the hooker was.
Okay, Bob, I'm approaching the rear of the rover. I've got the coil, the cap, the wrench, and the rammer.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mean to breathe up all that oxygen.
Well, it's something that you can't help. Even the surgeon agrees with me on that one. And we are thinking, Jack and Gene, what we're doing is we're planning on going to the west side of Steno in that boulder field, which is partway out to Station 1.
Okay, you want me to get a... You want to break that and I'll go get this sample, Gene? Yeah, I'll break this, Jack. No sweat. Gene is pretty well chewed up the ground. I helped him. You want me to get a little ways away from it?
Standby. I don't think we're interested in the surface sample in the last top little bit. I think it's just the top, just a surface sample. Standby, though. Anything there in the dirt, Jack? It doesn't have to be a skin sample of any sort.
Okay, Bob, I'm breaking down a core at the tail end of the rover here.
Okay, congratulations.
Well, don't do it yet. I haven't gotten it broken down yet. But I got it out of the ground with a little help. Bob, it's full.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, now I have to tell you which end I'm taking it from.
Well, since we got the cap and alpha on one end and Bravo on the other end, no problem.
Man, there's a cap that's going to be... Oh, boy. Okay, Bob, there's a mixture of soil and a rock. In 475.
Okay, copy, 475.
The soil came from about, five centimeters, zero to 5 centimeters.
Okay, copy that, beautiful.
And it's about three meters from the hole. Well. Hey, Bob, Charlie is opposite Alpha. That was the first three sections.
Okay, copy that.
Three meters from the hull, I got stereo before with at 11 feet and one after at 11 feet.
Okay, copy that. And how about a frame count there, Jack?
Stand by. You. Well,
try this system, works good.
Okay, let me see. Let me configure the OLRD sampler here.
Gene, we don't really need it. The way they're broken down, there's no problem. The 323 stands out, and the Bravo on the bit end, there's no problem there.
Hey, what do you need, babe? Can you pull that off?
Pull this off.
Yeah. Rotate it 180 there.
Like,
no, just the total thing. That's good. There you go.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and 17.
Hey, I have to line it up.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll let you do it.
I got it.
Okay.
Give me a reading, Bob, before you speak. Wait a minute. Let me get it over with. It's 670-002-601. And 670-002-601.
Did you punch grab the second time? That's identical to the first one.
I just said to read it. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, is that... But you, did you punch grab after the first reading you gave me there at the LSEP? Or you just read me the same measurement you
Bob,
read
I
before?
Bob, I call them out every time. Bob, I'm reading it right here. Everywhere I punch grab, you've got it written down somewhere.
Yeah, and I didn't copy you punching
grab. Bob, I did
grab,
not.
The one
I, when I went back... Bob, I did not. When I went to get the throttle and the neutron flux and the rammer, I did not punch grab.
Okay, so that's the same as the first one. Never mind. Thank you. And, guys, we're ready for you guys as you go along here to do the geo prep and press on. As I say, we'll go to Steno and come back from there and do the SCP. Over. Any questions about that? We'd also like to know if you have the NOMA on back of the rover.
No, we're just... Yes, we do.